Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the seventh parak of Masachas Shviyas. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Vav and Parak Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Havered v'hakofer v'haktof v'halotem. When it comes to a rose or a clove or a sap of a balsam tree or a stone pine, yesh lohem shviyas v'lidmehen shviyas. They have kedushas shviyas. They have the holiness of the Shemitah year. And money that you retrieve by selling these items also have kedusha shviyas, also have the holiness of the Shemitah year, and all of those halachos would apply to them. Now the Bar Tanura points out that even though our mission doesn't state it explicitly, it's also true that the halacha of biur would apply to these items. Once again, that if these particular items are no longer available to the animals in the field, then you would have to get rid of them from your home for a period of time, and then once they're still there, then at some point you're allowed to bring them back into your home. Now, the reason why these items are specifically mentioned in our Mishnah is because these are really items that were typically used for the purposes of perfumes, to make things smell nice, to put on a person who wants to smell nicer. But technically, these items could be used to flavor foods. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us the Chiddush that even though they're primarily not used to flavor foods, but because they could and sometimes be used to flavor foods, the halachos of Shemitah still apply to them. Continuing the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ein laktof shviyas. That I agree, says Rabbi Shimon, regarding three out of these four items, but when it comes to ktof, when it comes to the sap of the balsam tree, he says, no, that's really part of the tree itself. That's not considered a fruit. And therefore, the halacha of Shemitah, says Rabbi Shimon, would not apply to the sap of the balsam tree. And as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha seems to be in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going to be finishing up Perek Zayin with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, as we discuss a situation when it comes to beer. As we learned previously, that the halacha is that if the time of beer comes, if the time when a particular produce or crop is no longer available in the field arrives, and you don't remove it from your house, the Zman beer comes and you keep it in your house, you don't bring it out to the field, then it's usher to eat these foods. Now the question that arises though, what happens when you have a mixture? These are a particular item where the Zman beer came, it's a Shemitah item, and you didn't do what you had to do with it, you didn't get rid of it. So the question is, what then arises, what then happens to the mixture of foods that you have? Some of it's mutter, some of it's usher. What is the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Vered chadash shekvasho b'shemen yashan. If we have a rose, the Mishnah refers to it as a new rose, but chadash means it's a Shemitah rose. A rose that has kedusha shviyas, that's soaked, because again, it's flavoring, a shemen yashan, it's flavoring oil from the sixth year. So says the Mishnah, yilakir esavered, that if it's before the zman of beer comes, take out the rose, take out the vered, and therefore, even though you flavored the oil, it's still not a problem, because before beer came, and the rose was mutter, the shemen was from the sixth year, and you should be good. However, the assumption here is that if it's after the zman beer comes, and this rose seems to be usher, because it flavored the oil, this whole concoction of the rose and the oil are prohibited. Continues the Mishnah, V'yashan b'chadosh, if you have a seventh year item that is mixed in an eighth year item. Now it's the eighth year, and it's the seventh year thing. The Zman beer came and went, and you did not do what you had to do. You didn't bring it out to the field like you're supposed to do. Says the Mishnah, chayiv beer. You got to do beer, and whatever this concoction is, you're not allowed to eat it, even the eighth year stuff that's part of the mixture, until beer happens, until you get rid of this entire concoction. You have to get rid of this entire mixture. Continuing in the Mishnah, charuvim chadashim shekvashan biyayin yashan. If you have seventh year caribs, again, where lechora beer wasn't done when it was supposed to be, shekvashan biyayin yashan, and you're soaking it in wine from the sixth year, or you have a situation vishanim bechadash, or you have seventh year caribs that are being mixed with eighth year wine, in either case, chayav mivir, you gotta get rid of it. Because you have a mixture here where beer wasn't done like it was supposed to be with the Shemitah item, and therefore all of it is prohibited. You gotta get rid of the entire mixture. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shehu b'no same time, anytime when you have one item that is giving off taste, that is flavoring something else, chayav levair, Chayiv levair min b'she'eino mino. You have to get rid of it if it's a min b'she'eino mino. If you have two different items, if you have, let's say, the carob and the wine, there's two different things. One of them had beer that you had to do on it. You didn't do beer, so, and it gave some sort of a flavor to it. Therefore, it's all no good. However, that's only when it comes to min b'she'eino mino. If two different items, one flavoring the other, one of them's usur, then the entire thing is prohibited, assuming that one is giving flavor to the other. However, says the Mishnah, umin b'mino, if you have two of the same types of things, you have two types of wine. One of the wines is from Shemitah, beer wasn't done as usur. Another type of wine is from the eighth year, and it's mutter. But kolshu, says the Mishnah, if they're the same type of thing, then even if it's not giving taste, even if it's just any mixture, any amount together, then the entire mixture of wine is prohibited. Finishing off the Mishnah and the Perek, Shavias Oseres, Kol Shehu Bemina, repeating this rule, when it comes to Shemitah, we put any amount of connection, any amount of mixture between two items that are the same are usur, even if they're not giving flavor to one to the other. But v'shalobamina, but if they're different types of produce, then b'no same time. Then the only time that it's prohibited is if one is giving flavor to the other. Quick review. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav gave us a list of various types of perfumes that we said that they are, that the halachos of Shemitah apply to them, even though they're not typically used to flavor food, because they are technically Ma'echa Adam, because technically they could flavor food, the halachos of Shemitah apply to them. There's a machlokas about sap of a balsam tree, but be that as it may. And then the last mission the Perek taught us, regarding a situation, a general rule, when you have a mixture of items, one of which was a Shemitah item where beer was not done, it wasn't let out like it was supposed to be once it was no longer available to the animals. So the halacha is that if it gives any sort of flavor to another item, then the halacha of Shemitah would kick in and that entire mixture would be problematic, again, assuming that they're two different crops, that they're two different items. However, said the Mishnah, if we're dealing with a situation where it's the same item, even if one's not giving flavor to the other, it is still prohibited because min b'mino, if it's the same thing, then any amount asks it, prohibits it again, assuming that beer was supposed to be done and it wasn't done. Have a great day.